Epilogue. The cops wouldn't let me take the mayonnaise. I told them it was mine, that I brought it with me to the original interview. They seemed to believe me, but they said it was evidence. It had to stay. I would get it back eventually. I tried making the paramedics bring it with me in the ambulance. They said I was delirious, babbling on and on about the stupid painting. I barely remember any of it. It was waiting for me when I eventually got out of the hospital. Neither the cops nor the feds ever mentioned it. It was just there, sitting in the guest bedroom of Mary and Dr. Calhoun's place, along with my portfolio, which had been on the floor next to my rig. The large oil painting now hangs in the living room of my new apartment. If anyone ever asks about it, I just say it's the last loot drop of my time in the game. I ended up charged with murder 2 weeks after the police found me screaming in the stark, cold server room, naked, with my hands wrapped around Samantha Dillon's throat. A week after that, the charges were dropped. The charges were refiled 6 months later. And then they were dropped again after a second public outcry. The world is on my side. I tell them I don't remember that moment when I choked the life out of Samantha. But I do. I remember every second of it. I dream of it sometimes. It's not a bad dream. I choose to think of them as two different people, Clara and Samantha Dillon. Clara was my friend, my partner. I wouldn't have survived without her. It was Samantha who brought me there. It was Samantha who played a part in the death of my child. I will never forgive Samantha. I don't regret killing her. Not for a second. But I mourn her. I mourn her every day. The Clara I knew and had grown to love. She had lied about almost everything. But in the end, she had done all she could to help me get home. I know that's stupid. Unhealthy to think of her that way, as two separate people. But you can do that. You can make unhealthy decisions and still be okay. Ruth is still in jail. She's not clean, but she says she is. The truth about Samantha Dillon didn't help. I had hoped it would, but it didn't. In the end, it didn't matter. Not to Ruth. She was still drunk that night, still high. She'd still driven down the wrong side of the freeway. Chris was still dead. And nothing was going to change those hard, terrible facts. Ruth says she found God in prison. She says she wants me to believe. I haven't the heart to tell her what I really think. She did have her baby. A beautiful girl. Kayla is her name. She's named after Ruth's mother, who had abandoned her when she was just a child. I don't pretend to understand. Mary and I, it would never have worked out anyway. Deep down, I think we both knew it. Most couples don't last as long as we did after the death of a child. She didn't stay with Dr. Calhoun either. Not after I emerged. We'd made love the night I came home, right there in the guest bedroom of her new home. It was a confusing time. She ended up marrying some asshole reporter guy. Dr. Calhoun kept the dog. Lucas Jansen, aka Anatoly, mysteriously died in prison a couple days after I was freed. I originally assumed Jank had been the head of some international conspiracy with a wide reach. But after learning all I could about the man, a computer programmer and IT security specialist from Toronto, I started to suspect the real culprits behind the suicides were someone else. I don't know who they are or why they killed all the players in the conspiracy. I suspect there's a bigger story there, a shadow that looms beyond what I do know. Sometimes not knowing all the details is for the best. I know my part in this story is done. Almost. Cenk. I never told them about Cenk. I never told them about Peyton. His fate is not to be decided by the police or the mysterious group pulling all the puppet strings. He's mine. And his time will come. But not yet. I still have some dominoes of my own to set up. They tell me I need to see a shrink. I have PTSD. Anger issues. I need to remember to eat. My lawyer tells me that sometimes I just stop talking and stare off into space for long moments without saying a word. I don't remember these moments. He tells me I need to get help. I could lose custody of Kayla. I tell him to stay in his lane. I say, I'm fine. I do it at night. I can't help it. I hide the cuts, the deep, penetrating slices in places where the others can't see. It is the only way I can feel now. This world, this outside world, it is too dull for me. But when I cut, I come close to feeling again. I can cry. I can breathe. I'm getting good at it. I cut deeper each time, closer and closer to the twilight area, the beautiful place. Sometimes when I cut, I think of a wide, endless field of cotton. I should have stayed. I can't tell people that. They won't understand. But I want it so bad it hurts. I should have stayed.
Mommy Melinda! Mommy Melinda! Can I have some?
No candy today, Peyton. You're gonna spoil your dinner. We're only picking up a few things. Hi, Bill. Did the shipment come in? Did you get it?
Melinda, good to see you. How's your sister? Here you go. Two bottles of Stoli. Best I could do. You know, this stuff is getting harder and harder to find these days.
I know. Did you see what's happening in Japan? Another tsunami. It's getting scary out there. Peyton, don't wander far!
Try not to read the news too much. It's too depressing. Any word on your old man?
No, it's been almost 6 months. Nadia and I are starting to lose hope he'll ever be found.
That's such a shame. He was such a polite customer, too. Speaking of news, he used to come in every morning, first thing, right when we opened, to get a newspaper. He was the last of my customers to still buy one. He used to say to me, Bill, it's important to read the news. It's important to have situational awareness. To this day, I don't know what he was talking about.
Sounds like my dad, all right. He used to say a lot of Peyton?
Really?
Peyton, where are you?
Did you think she was...
There you are. Don't run off like that. You're going to give me a heart attack.
I was talking to my new friend. He says he knew my mom. My real mom.
Who are you? Stay away from us.
My apologies, Melinda. I mean you no harm. I was just saying hello to the girl.
How do you know my name? Get away! Bill! Bill! Call the police!
It's not necessary. I'm leaving now. I already got what I wanted. I was missing my friend. Her name was Clara. I just wanted to see a little shadow of her. She looks a lot like her.
You're crazy. Get away.
Goodbye, Melinda. Goodbye, little Peyton. Your mother loved you very much. You take care of her.
When your father comes back, don't let him near her. He doesn't deserve her.
What? Who are you? What do you know? Where is my father?
Well, there's part of him. Unfortunate Olga isn't around anymore to slurp it up. The rest of him will be back soon. 6 months and 6 days from the day he stepped out, to be exact. Oh, and don't tell anybody about this exchange. Not unless you want them to know who Peyton's real family is.
Made it home. Congratulations for completing the journey through Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon. We hope you enjoyed yourself and that you'll continue finding more shows here from SBT Direct to disturb and fascinate you. Don't forget to try Seance High Falls, written by Mark Harris and directed and produced by Harlan Guthrie, the man behind the one-man show Malevolent. Just like the rest of our cinematic audio experiences, the first episode is free and subsequent episodes will be available for purchase on a bi-weekly basis. And of course, if you haven't picked up The Stars Have Eyes by Neven Iliev, all 15 episodes are available. If you want more from the Jeff Hayes and Matt Dinneman team, I'm sure there are a few of you who haven't gone to Audible to pick up Dungeon Crawler Carl, which is taking over the whole world as we speak. To find more video game fiction, there are plenty of groups dedicated to Game Lit and Lit RPG on Facebook, like Lit RPG Books, the Game Lit Society, and the Lit RPG Legion. Or if you prefer Reddit, you can check the r/LitRPG sub. And lastly, be sure to check out productions published by our friends over at rustyquill.com for chilling fiction podcasts that are sure to give you more Halloween thrills. Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon, Episode 12, Cotton. A cinematic audio production written by Matt Dinneman. Featuring Dory Sachs as Clara, Andrea Posno as Banksy and Mary, Justin Thomas James as Crustsock, Annie Ellicott as Piskunji, the lead witch, and other supporting characters, Will Watt as Zagan, the Shrill, and other demons and robots, Gary Furlong as Count Franz, Raguel, and Shu, Hannibal Hills as Dremiel, Medina, and Bale, Harlan Guthrie as Jenk, sound design by Ahmed Mahmoud, additional sound effects by Augustine Jacob and Richard Smith, editing and mastering by Ahmed Mahmoud, Richard Smith, and Augustine Jacob, music by Aaron J. Morton, narrated and directed by Jeff Hayes. Text copyright 2019 by Matt Dinneman. Production copyright 2022 by Sound Booth Theatre. A Sound Booth Theatre production. Happy Halloween.
Well, I'm going home. Well, I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm going. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. And you mind?